हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिःशृणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेमदेवहितै यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानैस्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगांस्तविष्टान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुं मायया भोजयन्नः या सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् अमृतमजं ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विषयान् प्राश्य भोगांस्तविष्टान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् स्वमति विभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनपि स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् गुणगणाः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः विगतगुणगणः असौ तुरीयः नः पातु if you understand thoroughly the meanings of these first two verses, enough. So beautiful verses there. Maybe one day, Swamiji, because you know I can't complete this text. So we'll redo it again. First two verses as a conclusion. Anyway, now Gaudapada Acharya will not let go of these people who hold on to this creation. And saying creation is real, means there starts the problem. Duality is real, plurality. Once creation is real, you have to say everything is real, real, real. Divisions are real, differences are real, duality is real, plurality is real, multiplicity is real, cause is real, effect is real, everything you have to say real, real, real. The problem is, and they had to talk about the Moola Karanam. Moola Karanam means the unborn cause. Any cause is okay. Moola Karanam, If we say it is real, and we have to say this come from somewhere. Where has it come from? Where has it originated from? What is source of its origination? We have to establish. It's impossible to do that. They can give different reasons, but everything, whatever they say, this is Moola Karanam, this is how it came, there'll be a logical fallacy. It is not easy to establish, it is impossible to establish the Moola Karanam. I mean the Moola Karanam, when you say the causeless, uncaused, unborn cause. Unborn cause, uncaused cause. Causeless cause. Why? What is the reason? This is the basic thing you have to understand. If we say Karanam, whenever you say Karanam, and the cause, even to have this name Karanam, something must have come from it. So to be a cause, it must undergo change. It is not possible for something to be unborn, something to be changeless, and something again to be a cause also. Being a cause means being subject to change. Being a cause means being subject to change. Without being subject to change, it is impossible for something to be the cause, to have the status of being the cause. And being a cause again implies as being subject to change, and there must be a product, effect. And the effect means, a cause becoming an effect means the very verb becoming, anyatha bhavaha, isn't it? Becoming different from what it is implies the change. Oh, it was just gold before, now in a different form, and now it is in the form of a chain, an ornament, a bangle, which means already the form has changed, so the name has to change, and the function itself also is different. So the change, big change happens. Any change, change in form, change in name based on this form, based change in the function purpose, the change comes means it cannot be the Moola Karanam. It cannot be, in fact, it has. Therefore, it is not possible to establish the Moola Karanam. Gaudapacharya is so clear about it. That is why we saw, and I said in the very beginning itself, even when the Veda Shastram introduces the Srishti, talks about the creation also, Veda Shastram simply says that everything has come to existence from Brahman. It stops there. It can be Chandogya, it can be Taittiriya, it can be any other Upanishad. Wherever Srishti is discussed, it is just said, it is only Upanishad, you cannot find that. Way straight away. As idam sarvam, a sarvam, a aksharam, om. Is it? Idam sarvam, idam aksharam, idam sarvam. Beginning with a banging fact. That is why Upanishad itself is a very, that begins with the Advaita Darshanam. And Gaurapaja is very happy to write karikas, number of karikas, because she wants to point all the fallacies. So here everywhere, Upanishads, on all the Upanishads, Srishti topic comes, means that just Brahman is presented as the cause, saying from Brahman everything has come. Everything means what? It has its own way of saying it. Okay, three elements or five elements, saying that it stops. But nowhere Upanishads thoughtfully state creation is real. No. Nor does it say creation is not real also. But repeatedly everywhere it talks about Brahman as what? Nityam. Nityam Brahma. Ajam Brahma. No, Akaranam Brahma. So when the Swarupa Brahman in every Upanishad uniformly is beautifully presented. As also Chaitanyam Brahma, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. So the nature of the reality, which is discussed in all the Upanishads, of course is the same. And in every Upanishad, the Swarupa of the reality being the pure knowledge is made very clear. If pure knowledge, pure consciousness is the nature of reality, and that reality, okay, and then being the subtlest, how beautifully established, how it is one, how it is, all pervasive, timeless, therefore changeless, made very clear, changelessness, how it's unborn. Changeless means you can say it is free from all forms of changes. And the possible changes, the birth, and before the birth, in a existing different form, and then death. Death is a change, birth is a change, in between whatever changes, the growth, etc., subtle changes, all changes are absolutely negated on the part of Brahman. So analyzing the nature of the reality, Brahman, that is how mantras are properly analyzed, and it is said later on very clearly that reality implied by the term Brahman or Atma, which is also equated to, which is implied by the term Om also, alone is Satyam, which is one, secondless, non-dual reality. Satyam, Ekam, Advitiyam, Advaitam, Brahma, Satyam. Everything else is Mithya, which states, okay. And then how it is said, don't worry, Upanishad talks about the Srishti, but it's only Prakriya. Karanakarya Prakriya, Karanakarya Vadaha, it's a Prakriya, it is Adhyaropaha. When it is said, when Brahman is presented as the Karanam, why I'm talking to this now, you know? Because we are going to see something, it will not confuse you. That is why already we should remind ourselves of what is the original teaching of the Upanishads. Isn't it? Gaudapadacharya is going to finally re-establish Ajativadaha. So Ajativadaha is not his view. When you say, no, Satkaryavadaha, Asatkaryavadaha, Satkarnavadaha, etc. Others are all views. But Ajativadaha is not the view. It is the fact of vision. Through that view, he establishes the, actually he brings to light the vision of the heart of the Upanishad, the vision of the Shastram. So, Srishti is discussed means, even though the Karya Karana Vada is there, Brahman is present as the Karanam, Jagat is present as the Karyam, again, Karanam also made very clear, we understood how clearly that we say first, Upadana Karanam is Brahma, and then Nimitta Karanam also is Brahma. Remember all these things? Intelligent, efficient causes, Brahma. material causes also. Brahma, we don't have two different causes, because if we say two causes, the problem again, isn't it? Carpenter is different, clay is, the wood is different, like that. There's no difference. Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam Brahma. And then we give the name Sagunam Brahma. Ishvara status also is attributed. Only when a Srishti is brought into the picture, then the Brahman is even given the status of Ishvara as the one endowed with the power, isn't it? Is there Ishvara? We have to understand here. Is there Lord here? Isn't it? Absolutely there is no Lord. What is there is only the truth. But still, for us to live in this world of duality, we do have Ishvara in the form of universal, natural, moral, law and order. And definitely within the realm of that law and order, there will be, isn't it, punishments, there will be blessing, there will be anugraha, there will be nigraha. All these things also cannot be denied. Otherwise, it is not possible for us to live a disciplined life. Isn't it? Even though disciplines are imposed, disciplines are emphasized, and the way of life is emphasized, karma yoga is emphasized, worship is emphasized, prayer is emphasized, and efficacy is pointed out, as a law of karma is mentioned, are they real or not? They're all relatively only real. So what is relatively real has to be followed, isn't it? To live this life in tune with the order within the realm of this world of duality. Only when we live our lives in tune with this order within this object, in this world of duality, that is how our minds can be to some extent managed. It is not possible at all to manage our minds. It is not possible to manage our sense organs unless and until we live our lives in harmony with this order, in tune with the order. Only the minds become, this mind is managed, mind is well becomes to a certain degree. If you are able to manage the mind, isn't it? Keep the mind steady and focused. It is possible to understand much subtler truth, much subtler facts, what is beyond the mind. Understanding of what is beyond the mind is dependent on the focused, disturbance-free, steady, pure mind. And it is not possible at all to have that mind unless we live our lives in tune with the order. So living our lives in tune with the order, in harmony with the order, means then all the disciplines have to be followed. The way of enjoyment has to be followed. Ahimsa paramo dharmaha, that must be understood, isn't it? Because no life is superior, no life is inferior. Every life in this world is as significant as any other life. And everyone lives once, of course, the Parabdha ordained life. No child. Parabdha, yes, is all Shastram talks about. Parabdha ordained life everyone is living. We have to somehow answer for the difference in life. Why you were born in Israel, why I was born in India, why we have speak different languages, and how we came to this place, Bahamas, for no reason. So everything determined, some reason why we go anywhere, we become part of something. All these things also, for every small thing that happens, there's a reason behind it. That reason definitely has to be brought under the, what no, part of the karma palam. So Paradha is possible only the Sanchita. And Sanchita, we have to talk about the timeless from timeless time. How real are they? Of course, it is not unreal, not tucham. If it is tucham, we cannot answer anything. This is Ishvara is already should be remembered here in this context. Okay, that is what is the strength. So within the realm of this world, even the Mithya universe, within the mithya world of duality, the mithya order also has to be understood. So life must be in keeping with that mithya order. That is how, you know, as though the mind also can be managed, that is how the knowledge also can be attained. Until we arrive at the truth, what is beyond the mind, what is relatively real has to be revered and followed. I can't just, okay, it's all mithya. I don't need to speak the truth. I can do anything. That is the problem. That should not be there. If I do anything what I want to do here, if I don't follow that order, then definitely I'll become a barbarian, isn't it? I would be worse than animal. Then there's no way of understanding what is beyond the mind. Why Shastram emphasizes this, introducing Srishti, introducing Ishvara, introducing, bringing to light the order being there, backed by the knowledge. So how, we have no choice in this world. There's no choice. We have to live our lives only in conformity with this order, in conformity with the values, so that you live, you let others live. Understand? So that you live your life. And then that is how you can manage the emotions which rise, isn't it? Seeing the differences in life. Otherwise, seeing the differences, we can't accept. If I am born, other person is able to enjoy everything, why should I not enjoy? The problems will be there, isn't it? So, to accept the differences, the superiority, inferiority, the differences, okay, in caliber, mental caliber, everything, positions and possessions, for everything, it is possible only if you understand this. That is how there can be harmony in the universe, isn't it? That is how it is possible to, we can live in a friendly atmosphere. Mutually being supportive of each other's supportive, isn't it? Therefore, Shastram definitely introduces this Srishti. That is when the one and the only reality, okay, the one and the only reality, there's no second thing here. What is beyond mind? Until mind you go, as the known, everything as the known. Okay? You understand everything as the known only, until you go to the mind. Only when you go to the mind, only then you see the ahankara. That is when, what is beyond ahankara? What is beyond this I? That is the truth of the I. And what is beyond that? Nothing else is there. So that much you are helped to go to. Then you understand, and it is said that reality alone, one reality alone, is presented as the Ishvara, as the one endowed with the power. It is not, only one Surya is there. But we can say what? Oh, sun is endowed with the illumining power. Illumining power. Oh, fire is endowed with the burning power. Like that, one thing, but something seeing it differently. Oh, this abstract formless reality is of nature of knowing, which is endowed with the knowing power. That knowing power alone, when you look at something as powerful, then you give the Ishvara status. Why the ruler? Ishvara means the ruler. Who is the ruler for us? There's no ruler other than the truth. The truth is looked upon as the ruler, as the Lord, as the wonder of the power. That is when, in perception only, in only we see it, the attributeless Brahman alone is looked upon as Ishvara, then Sagunam Brahma. Where is Sagunam Brahma? There is no Sagunam Brahma, there is only Brahma. Sagunam Brahma is actually, when we look at the reality as the one endowed with the power, then we look, attribute that title, Ishvara, then we call it what? Sagunam Brahma. Where is Sagunam Brahma otherwise? There's only Nirgunam Brahma. There's only attributeless reality. Then we say that reality, that Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma, okay, with that power called Maya, okay, brings his universe into manifestation. When you call it creation, even then very carefully it is said, it's only manifestation, there's no creation. Immediately we say that. There's no real creation, it's only manifestation. What is man said to be manifestation alone is said to be creation, as though creation. And it becomes unmanifest also. So unmanifest also is not looked upon, taken as destruction. Again, what becomes manifest becomes unmanifest. There's no creation, there's no destruction of anything here. Isn't it? So this is something constantly happening. And for what is that which is adhishtanam, in which the constantly, continuously this manifestation of universe happens, again the universe becomes unmanifest. Vyaktam avyaktam. Avyaktat vyaktam bhavati, vyaktam punaha avyaktam bhavati. From being unmanifest, the world becomes manifest. Again the manifest universe again becomes unmanifest. Means for this to happen also, there must be some unchanging reality substratum. That adhishtanam is Brahma. That adhishtanam Brahman alone is satyam. So for the world to become the vyaktam, for vyakta prapanchaha to become the avyakta prapanchaha, avyakta prapanchaha to become vyakta prapanchaha, there is one unchanging adhishtanam, unchanging substratum, which is Brahma. That Brahman alone is satyam. The manifest, the universe which becomes manifest is mithya. When it becomes unmanifest also, it is mithya. When it is an unmanifest form, then it is said karanam. It is manifest, it is karyam. Manifest, unmanifest becomes the manifest. It changes. The manifest becomes unmanifest. This is what is the change, not real change. And that is when we say, you know, vivartha upadana karanam also. Without undergoing any change, remaining what it is possible for the universe to become manifest, to become unmanifest also. Vivartha, unchanging. Like how rope is the unchanging as though cause for the seemingly perceived snake. Vivartha. Like that. So we will talk about vivartha upadana karanam. We have already seen in our previous lessons. I'm only repeating today so that we should remember. In Bhagavad Gita, everywhere, this manifestation is discussed. Even though manifestation is talked about, and then which does not contradict our reasoning also, isn't it? Of course, every day we fall asleep, universe disappears. When we wake up, the universe comes back. Which means universe is there. But why does it disappear? In sleep also, why is it not available? Isn't it? Which means that is how the mind is all mind. The mind is in waking state, everything is there. Mind dissolves, universe also goes, disappears. Which means the existence of the universe, appearance of the universe is purely dependent on the mind only. It's mind. So, that is something mind is also the subtlest material product. Mind is stuff. So, if it is functional, the universe shines. When it's not functional, the universe does not shine. So, the manifestation, universe becoming manifest, becoming unmanifest, is all here in the mind. Isn't it? That is why we say it is all mithya. So, karana mithya. Unmanifest power is mithya. The manifest power manifest is the universe. It's also mithya. And that which is distinct from both alone is satyam Brahma. And that Brahma ahamasmi we have to understand. That is where you are simply understanding. We have to dwell upon it. We have to be very clear about it. We have to assimilate it. In ascertaining that fact, aham Brahma asmi, we are free. We don't become free. We discover our freedom. In discovering that our nature, truth, we discover freedom. That is when it is possible to see our own body, mind, sense complex objectively. Seeing the external world objectively is easy. Becoming objective towards one's own mind is the most difficult thing. Isn't it? Becoming objective towards one's own mind and body, mind, sense complex, including this in the objective universe, and seeing it being non-separate from oneself. Very, very important. There's nothing which is separate from I, the consciousness. Non-separateness must be understood. Non-separateness of pure consciousness from everything which, every object of consciousness. I use the term object, okay? Then when you see the non-separateness alone, we can say there is no subject, there is no object, there is nothing. Divisions and differences become resolved. Then we have the Satya Advaita Darshanam. Then we say there is no subject, there is no object, there is no creation, there is no destruction, there is only Brahma. All these are as though happening in Brahma. Like a dream, isn't it? That is what he wants to establish. For that, but people will not go ahead. They are stuck with this, their views. And not only that, they propagate and they're missionaries. And then what happened? The problem is they will go and confuse other people. And the poor innocent people who are not exposed to anything, listening to this, they will get confused as well. They will mistake and they will get completely, I don't want to use other words, okay, brainwashed and things, and they go after it. My God, once a buddhi becomes confused, you know, somebody is dirty outside, dragging and washing is easy. But washing the mind is not easy. Isn't it? Rooted in wrong thinking, my God, it can cause any sort of problems. So, the genuine interest of people who are aspiring for truth. If people are not aspiring for truth, simple, innocent people are happy doing something, enjoying life, going for holidays. It's okay, harmless people. Let them be. Let it be time they'll come to this. But people go in the name of spirituality, in the name of religious life, they go after it and then get confused. It'll cause damage. For such people, isn't it? The teaching is given. So they should understand, even something is discussed in the Veda Shastram, Veda Shastram is very careful. Why Veda Shastram says something? That should not be taken as a real vada. Srishti discussed in the Shastram should not be taken as real. It is only prakriya. When the prakriya being prakriya not understood, even Vaidikas, Hashadda and the Vedam, Veda Shastram, take it as real. Then, so he is handling all those people in this verses. One thing I tell you, in all the verses, don't feel bored, okay? Why, that's why I'm preparing already. Repeatedly, same thing he'll be asking. Come on, where is the, what is the proof for the cause being there? Isn't it? He's going to see that. We have seen the 14th Karika. Just, we read the verse, we have stopped it. Yeah, see, I had to do the introduction. The Bhashyam was said, in the Bhashyam, Bhagavad Pada introduces the verse from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And based on that sentence, is going to, the Gaudapada Acharya's Karika is based on that sentence. See, how do we know? That we need Bhashyam. So he says, what is the, let me read the Bhashyam again. Yatra tu asya sarvam atma eva abhut iti.
Paramar 472 before 14.
paramarthataha dvaita abhavaha suktya uktaha. See, dvaita abhavaha. Dvaita abhavaha suktya uktaha. The opening sentence he says, the non-duality being mithya has been confirmed by this statement, sarvam atma eva abhut. All that is here was atma. Therefore, all that is here now is also atma only. How absolutely? So, dvaita bhavaha shrutya uktaha. And tam ashritya means, based on that sentence, based on that fact revealed by this Upanishadic statement. So Gaudapada Acharya here presents his karika, means Gaudapada Acharya, how is it possible for him to give such answers? Why does he refute the creation? Because this is distant. Okay, sarvam atma eva abhut. Okay, that is the sentence. That sentence presents the vision of the Upanishads. And if that is the fact revealed by the Upanishad, that is said to be the ultimate fact, absolute fact, paramarthataha, absolutely there is absence of duality. Duality is relatively there, absolutely there is absence of duality. There is no duality absolutely. There is only non-dual reality absolutely. That is the vision of all the Upanishads. And here one sentence is given as an example from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Based on that, he has to negate, isn't it, all the theories of creation, including the Vedic theory of creation. Let's see the 14th karika now. See, in this one, let me tell you one sentence, okay? In this, he says, the cause of the punya papam is the body mansions complex. The body mansions complex is the cause of punya papam. Mutually they become cause and effect. That is what he is mentioning. And he is asking, how is it possible to explain that? That's all. Nothing. Simple. I'm going to give you the one sentence, okay, what exactly said there. Because here what happens, Swamiji, in these verses, the words are not very complete. Different words are used. What is being said is very simple. He's asking is, what he's saying, why are we born here? The birth of the body mansions complex is caused by the punya papam, part of the punya papam we have in our account. And why do we have punya papam? That is because we had body mansions complex, we performed activities. So being endowed with the body mansions complex is the cause for the accumulation of punya papam. Accumulation of punya papam becomes the cause for, again assuming, the body mansions complex. This is what he says. Having said that, he's asking, so how is it possible for them to establish the cause being the punya papam or cause being the body? That's what he's asking. Okay? Let me read it now. Hetora diphalam yesham. Hetora diphalam yesham. Adir hetuf palasyacha. Adir hetuf palasyacha. Hetof palasya chana dihi. Hetof palasya chana dihi. Katham tairupa varnyate. Katham tairupa varnyate. Hetoh palasya chanadihi. Hetoh palasya chanadihi. Katham tairupa varnyate. Katham tairupa varnyate. So, he says, Yesham means those people, philosophers, I mean, specifically the Vaidikas in this context. Some Vaidikas for whom, I mean, in their view, you can add the word Yesham Buddhau. Then it becomes easy. Yesham Buddhau, in whose understanding, Palam Adihi. Palam, you know, the effect is the cause. Effect is the origin of the cause. Effect becomes the cause of the cause. Isn't it? And hetuhu adihi. And cause becomes the origin of the effect. Cause is the cause of the effect. Effect is the cause of the cause. Got it? It's confusing, isn't it? So he's asking, and then they say what? Cause is beginningless. See, we are not talking about relative cause. Anadihi. They also state cause is anadi. Therefore, which means these two, cause and effect, there is beginninglessness of the flow of cause and effect. Beginninglessness of the simultaneous flow of cause and effect. They talk about it. Therefore, so he says, ana katham hetoho palasyacha anadihi upavarnyate. The beginninglessness of both cause and effect. How is this beginninglessness of the cause and effect is explained by them? How is it explained? When the question is asked, they cannot explain. When he is asking, how is this beginninglessness of the cause and effect explained? The question is not really a question. He doesn't want expert answer from them. He only says, it cannot be explained. The beginninglessness, mula karanatvam, okay, of cause and effect cannot be explained. That's what he says. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Okay. Now Shankaracharya says the same thing. Hetoho dharmadehe adihi karanam. So, for these Vaidikas, and who are strongly holding on to the view that the creation is real, for them, they take it as a real teaching of the Veda, that the cause of Punya Papam, okay, the cause of Punya Papam is what? The body mind sense complex. Dharma Dehe Adihi Karanam Dehadi Sanghataha. Adihi means Karanam. All different words he is using. Heto Dharma Dehe. What is Heto? Hetoho dharma dehe adihi karanam dehadi sanghataha. Would you understand from this sentence? See, this, the cause of dharma and adharma, the cause of punya papa is body mind sense complex. Dehadi sanghataha. in the same way, yesham cha vadinam, palam tatha adihi karanam hetuhu dharma dharma dehe. In the same way, this punya papa karma, punyam and papam, the karma one has in one's account, is the cause for the body maintenance complex. So body maintenance complex is the cause of punya papam. Punya papa is the cause of the body maintenance complex. Why am I born here? Because I have punyam. I had to exhaust my punya papam. Why did I have punya papam? Because I had body in the before. This is the answer. So, evam in this manner, hetu palayoho itaretara karya karanatvena adimattvam bruvadbihi evam hetoho palasyacha anadittvam taihi katam upavarnyate vipratishiddham. It is contradicted. What is contradicted here? So, if karma, the karma and the body maintenance complex, punya papam and the body maintenance complex, the cause and the effect are mutually, okay, they're mutual, anyonya, they say, anyonyashrayaha. They say, anyonyashrayaha. Karma, punya papams are dependent on body maintenance complex. Body maintenance complex is dependent on punya papa. There's anyonya ashrayaha. There's a mutual dependence. They become mutually cause and effect. So in this manner, they speak of the karma and the body are mutually cause and effect. If karma and body mind's complex are mutually cause and effect, how is it possible for them to explain the beginninglessness of both karma and body mind's complex? Beginninglessness of cause and the effect. How can they explain which came first? They can never talk about the beginninglessness. That's all he says, nothing much. Then the last sentence, Shankaracharya's commentary, we'll see. Nahi nityasya kutasthasya atmanaha hetu palatmata sambhavati. Shankaracharya adds his sentence. You know, suppose if we talk about the karma, who is the performer of karma? We have to say jiva. We know jiva is only name for the all-pervasive reality consciousness. You know, what we understand? Jivatma Swarupam is very clearly established by the Shastram. Very clearly revealed. Jivaha is only a name given to the only Atma. Paramaha is also a name given to the only Atma. The only Atma implies abstract formless consciousness, which is ever of the nature of all pervasiveness and changelessness. Therefore, the Atma is neither the doer nor the enjoyer. Isn't it? Even though there cannot be doer, enjoyer, no, without the Atma, it is our understanding. It is the actual vision of the Upanishads. But here, when they talk about the karma as the cause, they superimpose doership upon the Atma. This is the problem. Understand? Karma is the cause of the birth of the body maintenance complex, punya papams. The punya papams, who accumulates punya papams? Who performs the karma? Then they say, Atma is the karta. Jivatma is the karta. And Jivatma being the karta is the cause. And the same Jivatma becomes the effect also. What is the effect? Becomes the bhokta. As karta, Jivatma is the cause. As karta, Jiva is the cause. And Jivatma as bhokta becomes the effect also. Why am I enjoying the punya papam? Because I performed actions. So kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam are superimposed upon the Atma. Already we have Kartrutvam and Bhoktrutvam. The Shastram is helping us, working very hard to help us get rid of the wrong notions. But these people, when they take the creation real, they say, they also, if we take Kartpalam, the Punya Papam says the cause, body mind complex says the effect, and body mind complex says the cause, and Punya Papam has the effect, then Kartrutvam, Bhaktutvam, doership and enjoyership become superimposed upon the Atma, the Jivatma, which is actually of the nature of actionlessness. Is it clear? Therefore, and Shankaracharya finally he says, Atma is neither the cause, Atma is nor the effect. Atma is neither the doer nor the enjoyer, neither the Punya Papa nor the body mansions complex. Isn't it? Therefore he says finally, Shankaracharya, Nityasya Kotasthasya Atmanaha Hetu Phala Atmata Na Sambhavati. He is talking about the Atma here. See, the Swarupam of every individual Atma is Atma. That Atma is eternal, Nityaha, timeless. Nityaha means what? Changeless. Isn't it? Now, Kotasthaha. Kotasthaha means actually changeless. Nityaha, timeless, Kotasthaha, changeless. Nityasya Kotasthasya Atmanaha is Atma which is timeless, eternal, changeless, cannot have the status of being the cause and effect. Hetu Phala Atmata Na Sambhavati. The eternal Atma, changeless Atma, can never have the status of being the cause and the effect. Hetu Phala Atmata Na Sambhavati. Therefore what? This, their view is wrong. Somewhere, what is present for the teaching is taken to be real and they try to struggle to establish the all logical fallacies. Okay. We go to the 15th karika. Same thing is going to say again. Katham taihi viruddham abhyupagamyate. In presenting their theory of creation, these Vaidikas present actually, obviously they are contradicted. There is contradiction. And what is the contradiction in their view? That is being said in the 15th karika. What is the contradiction? Hetoradif phalam yesham. Hetoradif phalam yesham. Adir hetuf phalasya cha. Adir hetuf phalasya cha. Same thing. Don't think something new is going to come. I'm not repeating. Gaudapacharya is repeating. I have to repeat it. Because by time we've come to the 25th. Okay, we should not break our thing. It should be very clear. It simply said we should not take it very seriously. Okay. Creation should not be taken very seriously. Creation is only a prakriya. See, we'll be helped to appreciate everything is Ishvara here. How nice it is. Everything is Ishvara. Good and evil is Ishvara. Punya Papam is Ishvara. Dharma Dharma is Ishvara. Punishment and blessing also is Ishvara. Pain is Ishvara. Pleasure is Ishvara. Desire is Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. That is the vision supposed to have. Isn't it? You don't know, make Ishvara a cunning, you know, ruler sitting somewhere, having the, and you have joy in punishing, seeing the people suffering. Isn't it? Not that Ishvara here. We had, that is why he has make it very clear. See, taihi katam viruddham abhyupagamyate. Viruddham katam abhyupagamyate. Iti uchyate. In the 15th karika, Gaudapada Acharya brings to light how there is contradiction in their view. In which view? In saying, okay, cause is the effect of the effect. Effect is the cause of the cause. Isn't it? That's what. Hetora diphalam yesham. Hetora diphalam yesham. Adir hetuf palasya cha. Adir hetuf palasya cha. Tatha janma bhavetesham. Tatha janma bhavetesham. Tatha janma bhavetesham. Putra janma piturya. Janma piturya. Let me tell you beforehand, before I go to what exactly he says here. He says, Bhagavad does not write much commentary here. He only repeats the same verse here. See, for these people, palam adihi. See, some people, some of the Vedikas are of the view, palam adihi means what? The effect is the origin of the cause. Hetoho adihi palam. Hetoho adihi palam. Which means the effect is the origin of the cause. Effect is the origin of the cause. Then, adihi, hetoho adihi palam, then palasya adihi, adihi palasya tesham janma bhavet. The cause is the origin of the effect. Effect is the origin of the cause. Cause is the origin of the effect. How does it sound? Which means, he gives example. You know, Shankaracharya, putrat pituhu janma yatha. It is like saying, the birth of the father is from the son. Son alone is born from father, born out of father. But here, it is like saying, pituhu janma putrat. Putrat pita jayate. Who celebrates whose birthday? Son can celebrate father's birthday when he, 80th birthday, he can celebrate when he is 50 or 30. But now, it is like, how funny it is. It's like this. If we say, the origin of the cause is effect, and the origin of the effect is the cause, it is like saying, which comes first, it cannot be established. It is like saying, the birth of the father out of the son. So Shankaracharya does not write much. She only says, Hetu janya deva palat hetoho janma abhyupagachyatam tesham yidrushaha virodhaha uktaha bhavati yata putrat janma pituhu. What he says? This sort of contradiction, Shankaracharya says, one sentence. This sort of contradiction, you know, Hetu, cause is the origin of the effect, effect is the origin of the cause. This contradiction, look at this, how they're contradictory. This sort of contradiction is like stating the birth of the father from the son. If karma and body are mutually cause and effect, if both are born out of each other, isn't it? Then definitely, it is illogical to say that cause is beginningless. Is it clear now? It is not appropriate to say cause is beginningless, they cannot say. This is the Karika number 15, finished. Shankarabhutta does not write much. Only once he repeats the same Karika and he goes ahead. 16th Karika, we'll go to 16th Karika now. Okay. In fact, this relationship, we talk about the cause and effect, we talk about the sambandha, karanakarya sambandha. The karanakarya sambandha itself can never be established. Cause-effect relationship cannot be established at all. That is why in Chandogya Upanishad, just using the clay pot, Advaitam is established. Isn't it? We simply say there's a karana-karya sambandha between clay and the pot. There's a karana-karya sambandha, cause-effect relationship. What is the cause? What is the effect? In 1 minute, we can break it. Okay? Without breaking the pot physically, pot can be broken. How? Just by showing this only clay. Isn't it? That's how karanakarya sambandha itself can never be established. Therefore, here we are going to see Gaudapada Acharya, especially beginninglessness of the cause can never be shown. Cause is mithya, effect also is mithya. Both cause and effect, both are mithya. Therefore, it is not possible at all to determine, to definitely say which came first. Mithya cause cannot be established. Mithya effect cannot be established. Since cause is also mithya, effect also is mithya. Therefore, it's difficult, it is impossible to say definitely which came first. Though that it's just the mind, it's just the perception. It's only in perception is there, it's just the concept. Karnakarya prakriya, karnakarya sambandha, the cause effect relationship is actually the concept. That's all. Really, it is not possible to establish. So, in this, he says, the 16th Karika, we can see now. Yathoktaha virodaha na yuktaha. Yathoktaha virodaha na yuktaha. Abhyupagantum. This, here in the 16th Karika, Purupakshi comes. The answer for Purupakshi is given in the Karika. So, Shankarabhagavata presents the Purupakshi. What is Purupakshi's argument? The Purupakshi is imagined by Shankaracharya. Okay? Karika is an answer for the imagined Purupakshi of Shankaracharya. Don't forget that. So, Yathoktaha virodaha na yuktaha abhyupagantum. Suppose, see, it is mutually contradictory, isn't it? The cause is the origin of the effect. Effect is the origin of the cause. If it is said, there's a mutual contradiction. Isn't it? Mutual contradiction. And there's a, based on what? The interpretation. So if Purupakshi doesn't accept that, what will be the answer? That's going to be given in the 16th Karika. Sambhave hetu phalayoho. Sambhave hetu phalayoho. Sambhave hetu phalayoho, సంభవే హేతు ఫలయో ఏషితవ్యః క్రమస్త్వయా ఏషితవ్యః క్రమస్త్వయా యుగపత్ సంభవే యస్మాత్ యుగపత్ సంభవే యస్మాత్ సంబంధో విషాణవత్ సంబంధో విషాణవత్. సో ది 16th కారిక, ది కాస్ ఎఫెక్ట్ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ నెగేటెడ్. ఓకే, ది ఇంపాసిబిలిటీ ఈజ్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్. సంభవే హేతు ఫలయో సంభవే హేతు ఫలయో ఏషితవ్యః క్రమస్త్వయా ఏషితవ్యః క్రమస్త్వయా యుగపత్ సంభవే యస్మాత్ యుగపత్ సంభవే యస్మాత్ అసంబంధో విషాణవత్ అసంబంధో విషాణవత్. హేతు ఫలయోహో క్రమః త్వయా ఏషితవ్యః. Because when he doesn't accept that, he holds, see, Purvapakshi in view, there is beginninglessness of the flow of cause and effect. Okay, there's a cause effect flow, beginning, that is beginninglessly it is there. From the beginninglessly there is a cause, beginning from they simultaneously they are there. So that is for which he says hetu palayoho kramaha tvaya yeshitavyaha. Gaurupacharya says, come on, better you understand kramaha. No, kramaha means the order. There must be order in stating which is the cause, which is the effect. There must be order, no? You can't say cause and effect coexist. And there's a beginningless flow of cause and effects. It is not possible to say that. So he says, sambhave hetu phalayoho sambhave kramaha yeshitavyaha. See, the order in the if there is origination of something, if there's origination of cause and effect, he says cause also originates from the effect, effect also originates from the cause. That's what he says. Therefore, the origination, if the origination of the cause, both cause and the effect, if there is, then kramaha eshitavyaha, the order must be arrived at, the order must be searched for, order must be understood. So the, of course, yasmat is tvaya kramaha eshitavyaha. First of all, you understand the order, if at all there is. Yasmat sambhave, because yugapat sambhave, according to yugapat sambhavaha, if the origination of cause and effect is simultaneous, then sambandaha is not asambandaha. Yugapat sambhave yasmat అసంబంధో విషాణవత్. యుగపత్ సంభవే యస్మాత్ అసంబంధో విషాణవత్. సంబంధో అసంబంధో? సంబంధో. ఓకే, ప్లీజ్ మేక్ కరెక్షన్ హియర్. అసంబంధో, లెట్ మీ రీడ్ అగైన్. సంభవే హేతు ఫలయో సంభవే హేతు ఫలయో, please make a note of this for mistake. Sambhave hetu phalayoho, hetu phalayoho yeshitavyah kramastvaya yeshitavyah kramastvaya yugapat sambhave yasmat yugapat sambhave yasma asambandho vishanavate asambandho vishanavate yugapat sambhave yasmat yugapat sambhave yasmat asamband Swamiji earlier said, didn't say asambandho vishanavate asambandho vishanavate yugapat sambhave vishanavate asambandaha sambandh, there's no relationship possible if the origination is simultaneous. The origination of the cause and effect is simultaneous, then there will be asambandaha, there will be non-relationship. There will not be relationship between cause and effect, like there cannot be relationship between vishanavat, two horns. Isn't it? When a goat or cow, when it is born, okay, it, horns are born. And one horn is born first, another horn is born next later. No. Both the horns of the cow or the goat, they grow together only. Isn't it? So how it is not possible to talk about the relationship between the two horns, so also it is not possible to talk about the relationship between cause and effect if their origination is simultaneous. Because they talk about origination, because they're not able to establish which came first. Therefore they say what? There's a beginningless flow of cause-effect system, isn't it? That is negated here. Yugapat sambhave. If the origination is simultaneously happening, yes, because then asambandaha vishanavat asambandaha. There is no real connection between them like the two horns of an animal. Okay. So what Shankaracharya says in the Bhashyam, he doesn't say much, only one sentence, let us read it here. Sambhave hetu palayoho utpattau, same thing. Sambhave means hetu palayoho utpattau. If there is the origination of the cause and effect simultaneously, if you say, kramaha yeshitavyaha tvaya, yeshitavya anveshtavyaha, yeshitavyaha is equal to anveshtavyaha, hetuhu purum paschat phalam iti kramaha anveshtavyaha, come on. Okay, cause comes first, effect should come later on only. This is the order. If at all we talk about the cause and effect, even relatively, cause must come first. Effect must come later on only. So he says, if you say, hetu palayoho utpattau, when we talk about the origination of cause and effect, we must definitely find out which comes first, which comes later. Only then you can talk about the cause and he is the father. If you show somebody and say it's a father, and then he must be first, the son must be born later on. So the cause and effect. When you talk about the seed and tree also, you must say what? With reference to when you are showing the tree, you must say this is the cause, the seed is to come later. If you show the tree, then you can say relatively you can show which came first. You must show two things together. Isn't it? But here he says, tvaya anveshtavyaha hetuhu puru. First, the cause being the first must be understood in the order. Paschat phalam, the result comes only, effect comes only later on. Isn't it? Which comes first, which comes later, the order must be understood by you, must be searched for and found out by you. Itascha yugapat sambhave. But what happens? This the reason that you have is what? Yugapat sambhave yasmat hetu phalayoho karya karanatvena asambandaha. So here what now? Otherwise, it is not logical. Logical at all to talk of the simultaneous beginninglessness of the flow of cause and effect, because there cannot be cause-effect relationship if they are simultaneous. If the origination of the cause and effect is simultaneous, then we cannot talk about the relationship. Cause-effect relationship is not possible. Like the two horns. So, savyetara go vishanayoho. Whose horn we don't know. Shankaracharya says go vishana. Vishana means horn. Okay, but Shankar, he doesn't say that, but Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Savye, yugapat sambhavatoho savyetara go vishanayoho yatha. So just as there cannot be cause-effect relationship between savya means left, hitara means right, we have to take it. Savyetara go vishanayoho yatha. So just as there is no cause-effect connection, relationship between the left horn and the right horn of the cow, so also there cannot be relationship between the cause and effect which have simultaneous origination. Okay. Karika number 17. We're quickly moving. Numbers quickly going. You know why? That is why we have to always, every day, we must remember what exactly Advaitam we have to remember. Then we should go to these verses. Simply the rest. Okay. Now, in this, katham asambandaha, how there is no relationship possible between cause and effect. Karanakarya sambandaha, how it is not possible. So we have to again remember the same fact. So Gaudapada Acharya here actually puts the question to the poor question to this, the people of wrong view. The question about what? The sambandha between cause and effect. Relationship between cause and effect. See, according to him, when we say the effect is from the cause and cause is from the effect, isn't it? The punya papams are the cause and body minus complex is the effect. Body minus complex is the cause, punya papam is the effect, which means what happens? The cause and effect are mutually dependent. Being mutually dependent, if the cause, for the cause to be the cause, there must be effect. Effect to be the effect, there must be cause also. They're mutually dependent. This mutual dependence is said to be anyonyashraya. If there's anyonyashraya between cause and effect, then there must be first, what now? The which has come first? Cause has come first or the effect has come first? So it is not appropriate to say this. The cause, he says, if the cause is the product of the effect, the cause has yet to come, is it? Got it now? The effect is the cause of the cause. The cause has yet to come from the cause. The cause which has not yet come, how can it be the cause of the effect? See that now? It looks very simple, confusing. At the same time, it's a fact, isn't it? People do talk about it. Now you can see. If the cause is the product of the effect, the cause has yet to come from the product. If the cause has yet to come from the product effect, how can it be the cause of the effect which is going to come later on? This is how it is illogical. This is what he is asking. The only thing is simple teaching only, but still the words used are very, very completely different meaning. He uses the term siddhihi in the sense of birth. That is why you have to be very careful. Okay. Let us see the karika now. Katam asambandaha. The question is asked. In fact, it is impossible for him to establish the karanakarya sambandha between karma and punya papam and the body mind is complex. Any karanakarya sambandha is impossible to establish as absolutely real. You can say simply, relatively you can say something. Relatively it is there, you can say. Absolutely no karanakarya sambandha can be established. The karanakarya vadaha itself is a concept in the mind. That is why we don't want beginners to come. Understand, Swamiji? Because they have to accept it. Because they have to, because people should not get wrong understanding comes, means there is no cause, there is no effect, like I can do anything. They should not, dharma, they should know the value of dharma, relatively. The dharma, dharma, everything within the realm of duality only, isn't it? Absolutely. That vision is there, then it's okay. Once you've attained that vision of non-dual reality, then the whole, your transactions are with that vision, the unaffectedness, then there's no problem. But when you're living in this world of duality, and dealing with all the time people whom the world is real, we can only, everything must be based on our understanding of dharma only. So, that is why we say Gaudapada Acharya is amazingly person of guts. Not, even Vedashastam doesn't show it firmly. There is not real. It only says and it leaves for us to arrive at the meaning. For him, he says. That is, Shankara Bhagavatpada writes commentary on Gaudapada Acharya's karikas means, isn't it? See the strength of the vision. Beautiful. We understand, it's a simple thing. We know very well. Of course, cause and effect cannot be simultaneous. Effect must come later on in the order. The cause must be the first. It's very clear for us. But when you're not able to answer which came first, you cannot establish. If you cannot establish means what? We have to understand the fact that there's no such thing called effect. To say then there's no karanam. If the karanam and karyam are not really there, then what is really there? What is really there is karanakarya vyatiriktam brahma. Vyatiriktam brahma, which means all these things are non-separate from brahma, means everything is brahma, you have to say. Absolute fact is different from what is relatively understood. Therefore here, the 17th karika, he really, Gaudapada Acharya says, come on, no more talking about the karanakarya sambandaha. Okay? There is asambandaha. How there is no relationship between cause and effect, that he says. So, if there is anyonya ashrayaha, if there is mutual dependence between cause and effect, It is illogical. Because cost must be there always first. But here you have, no, cause has come from the effect. Cause has come from the effect means, and the effect, the cause has yet to come. The cause has yet to come. That cause which has yet to come cannot be the cause of the effect which has come, which has to come later on. Got it? Okay. Paladut padyamanasan nate hetu prasidhyati. Nate hetu prasidhyati. Aprasiddha katham hetuhu. Phalam utpadayishyati. Aprasiddha katham hetuhu. Hetuhu phalam utpadayishyati. Utpadayishyati. See, utpadyamanaha san phalatu. See, hetuhu phalat utpadyate. Means what now? The cause is born out of the effect. Means, phalat utpadyamanaha san te hetuhu. He says not my cause, okay, for you. Te hetuhu. He tells the Purapakshi, okay. Te hetuhu, your cause. For me, cause doesn't, okay. Your cause, which is born out of the effect, actually, na prasiddhyati, is not, it is not established to be the first. Your cause, which is born out of the effect, does not become established to be the first. Cause should be the first, cannot be established to be the first. Why? It comes from the effect. Okay. So your cause, which is born out of the, which originates from the effect, cannot be established to be the first. That is sort of the fallacies point out. Therefore, katam aprasiddha hetuhu palam utpadayishyati. How such a cause, which is not yet proved, the cause which has not yet come, which has not yet been proved, will produce an effect. Is it clear now? The unestablished, unproven cause, being the product of effect, cannot produce an effect. So Shankaracharya here, he says, at least he writes two lines here. This is the literal meaning. In the previous karika, he said, first of all, you must find out the order between the cause and effect. Cause must be the first, effect must be the second. Later on only. They cannot be simultaneous. And if you say the cause is born out of the effect, then that cause is yet to come. So that how can that cause produce the effect? The unproven, unestablished cause cannot be the cause of a new producible product. So Shankaracharya says in his Bhashyam, Janyat Swataha Alabdhat Alabdhatmakat ஸ்வதஹ அலப்தாத்மகாத் ஜன்யாத் பலாத் உற்பத்தியமான சன் சஷ விஷானாதேஹே இவ அசதஹ ந ஹேதுஹு பிரசித்தியதி ஜன்ம ந லபதே. சேம் திங் ஹி சேஸ் லைக் தி சசவிஷாணஹ, இட் இஸ் லைக் சேயிங் தி காஸ் விச் இஸ் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் தி இஃபெக்ட் கேனாட் பி ப்ரூவ்ட், இஸ் இட் கேனாட் பி எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட். தி காஸ் இட் கேனாட் பி ப்ரூவ்ட் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட், இட் இஸ் லைக் இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் தி ரேபிட்ஸ் ஹார்ன். சசவிஷாணவத்து the cough which is said to be born out of the effect is non existent, it is as good as non existent like the rabbit's horn, it cannot be proved, it cannot be established. Then such a cause na prasiddhyati, doesn't become proved, doesn't become established. So from that janmana labhate alabdhatmakah aprasiddhah san, so being unproved, being unestablished, not being available like the rabbit's horn, tava katam phalam utpadayishyati, how can such cause will produce the, how can such cause produce the effect, how will such cause produce the effect, கதம் பலம் உற்பத்தியிஷ்யதி தவ ஹேதுஹு. He says தவ, your cause. I don't say that, you only say this, your cause. I mean he proves that point, isn't it? தவ ஹேதுஹு கதம் பலம் உற்பத்தியிஷ்யதி, how will your unproved, unestablished cause, no, how can it produce the result, how will it produce the result? நஹி இதர இதர அபேக்ஷசித்யோ, இதராத் நஹி இதரேதராபேக்ஷசித்யோஹோ, இதரேதராபேக்ஷசித்யோஹோ சசவிஷாண கல்பயோஹோ காரிய காரண பாவேன சம்பந்தஹ க்வசித் த்ருஷ்டஹ அன்யதாவா இதி அபிப்ராயா. So what is the final conclusion? Shankaracharya writes here. Okay. See, the relationship or the connection as cause and effect. Karana karya sambandha. And which are mutually dependent. Mutually dependent. Are like what? At least like the rabbit's horn only. சசவிஷான விஷான கல்பயோகோ, ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் இஸ் நாட் அட் ஆல் சீன். சசவிஷான கல்போ ஹிஸ் இஸ் த காஸ் இஸ் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் இஃபெக்ட், தி இஃபெக்ட் இஸ் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் காஸ், ஓகே, தென் த ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் இன் சச் காஸ் அண்ட் இஃபெக்ட் வில் பி லைக் தி ரேபிட்ஸ் ஹார்ன் ஓன்லி, மீன்ஸ் தேர் கெனாட் பி ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் அட் ஆல். கொச்சிக்கு சம்பந்த ந திருஷ்ட, பிகாஸ் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் காஸ் இஸ் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் தி இஃபெக்ட், எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி இஃபெக்ட் இஸ் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் தி காஸ், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? சோ திஸ் மியூச்சுவல் டிபெண்டன்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் தென் ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் பிட்வீன் தி காஸ் அண்ட் இஃபெக்ட் வில் பி லைக் தி போத் ஆல்சோ like sasavishana, like the rabbit's horn only. Such relationship is not possible. Therefore what? Karana karya sambandha itself is some, there's no such a sambandha. You can never talk about the sambandha. Okay. Now, before we go to the 18th karika, we have to stop and understand. So, in our, in the Chandogya Upanishad, or any Upanishad also, this ghataha, clay pot is taken, for example, and then it's explained. There, adhyaropa apavada prakriya, karnakarya sambandha is shown only as a prakriya. Prakriya there. So methodology. Even though we say initially, we say what? When he's showing it as the pot is, the show, pot is shown, pot is taken as an example for analysis. There, we say, pot is first introduced as a product, karyam, because that is what we are experiencing. We are seeing the pot which is useful, which has a form, a given form, with a given name, which serves a given purpose. Nama rupa karma. The utility is very important for us. That's why we see, oh, it's a pot. So, nama rupa karma. Pot is just nama rupam karma. A given form with a given name which serves a given purpose. And this nama rupa karma, and you analyze, you take this clay and see on top to bottom. It is. How it is made, what is the opening point, and how the whole form, what is at the bottom, how there's inside there's a cavity, it can hold something. We see this particular form is part. And you see again and again what is this part. You have to say what? The part is karyam when you say, the effect is just a status attributed to the pot. You see, pot is an effect. Pot is a product. This sentence is based on our perception. I see this pot as a product, as an effect. Then this is a product of clay when you say effect status is attributed to that particular form. But. Then you analyze it again. Because you say the effect status is attributed to the pot, superimposed upon the pot, the superimposition actually, there is no real product. And you say from the standpoint of the pot which is seen as a product, you have to say what? Oh, then causal state is attributed to the clay. What is that cause? What is that out of which, from which this pot has been made? Then clay. Then the causal status is superimposed upon the clay. It's only purely superimposition. There is no karanam, there is no karyam. Is it from the standpoint of mithya namarupa karma, we say there is an effect. And this effect, the standpoint of the effect, the causal status is superimposed upon the clay, and we say karanam mrittika karyam ghataha. The effect is the pot. Again, this is the first two steps. Adhyaropa vadaha. Adhyaropa. Adhyaropaha. These two are adhyaropahas. Seeing the pot as the effect, seeing the clay as the cause is adhyaropaha, superimposition. When you say superimposition, there's no real cause, there's no real effect. Cause and effects are just superimpositions. For transactional purposes, we have to say. Only for transactional purposes, we can say pot is a product, clay is a cause. If analyzing further, you say what? No, the whole pot is only clay. Why? Because if clay, pot and clay are not two things. Pot and clay are not two. Why they are not two? The clay is removed, the form will collapse, the name will be meaningless, the purpose will not be possible. Nama, rupa, karma will disappear without clay. Therefore, the nama, rupa, karma, there's no substance called pot. There's no substance called pot. Isn't it? The substance is only clay. The only substance with reference to clay pot is the clay. There's no substance called part. Clay is removed as a substance. Part will be what? Non-substantial form, name and function, which will not, cannot exist independently without the clay. Therefore, we are forced to accept this fact, part is clay. Part is clay. Part is only appearance of the clay. There is no such a thing called part other than the clay. Part is an appearance of the clay. That's all. There's only clay. Which means then you are negating what? Okay. Part is an effect. That effect status attributed is negated. You say part is clay. Okay. The effect status is negated. Why do you negate? You understand the non-substantiality of the form, name and the function. Very important, not simply negating. We understand the Namarupa karma being non-substantial. We have to see very clearly. Clay is the only substance. Substantiality is only of the clay. Form, name and function have no substantiality of their own. We can't even say of their. Namarupa karma has no substantiality. Therefore, we say there's no such thing called effect. There's only appearance of the clay. When we say effect is not there, means we have to withdraw what? The causal status attributed to the clay also has to be withdrawn. This is how effect, negation of effect status superimposed upon the part, negation of the causal status superimposed upon the clay, isn't it? Is what? Apavadaha. What's adhyaropaha? First, now this apavadaha. When you say, now can you say, there is no cause, there is no effect. There's what is there is only clay. Part, form, name and function, part is an appearance of the clay. What is there is only clay in the form of a part. When you say the cause effects relationship, where is the sambandha? You can say relatively you can say kasa, karna, kari, sambandha. The two things must be there to talk about the relationship. Two independent things must be there. Clay and part are not two independent things. Clay can be without being a part, but form, name and function part cannot exist independently without the clay. Therefore, the form, name and function, the non-substantial form, name and function cannot be counted as a second thing other than the clay. Two things are not there, means relationship cannot be talked about. Why sambandha is not possible? Sambandha, relationship, connection can be between two things of same order of reality. I can say, here is a table, here is a wall. Two different things, relatively, the mithya products, this is mithya, that is mithya. Two, both things belong to same order of reality. Isn't it? So I can talk about the sambandha. Connection, I can say, that is different, this is how I can discuss it. Because two different things, two different people belonging to the same order of reality. Connection, relationship can be only between two independent things of relatively real things, which are the same order of reality. Here clay is satyam with reference to clay part, form and function mithya, two different orders of reality. Understand, they can coexist, but still what it means is They are not two or not there. So how can we talk about sambandha? How can there be sambandha? Why karnakarya sambandha is not really there? It's only in our mind, thinking, our perception. Understand? In the same way, we have to say, when you talk about this, whether the karma is the karanam, or body-mind complex is the karanam, one is the cause, one is the effect means, the karna-karya sambandha cannot be discussed at all. That's why the same thing has been extended to the clay pot example, isn't it? In spite of holding the pot, without physically breaking it, we say there is no pot. This is cognitively damaging, cognitively destroying the pot. Physically don't do anything. Cognitive destruction of the pot. There's no pot. In the same way, we extend it to the soul jagat also now. What Shastram says, this reality, abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, which is the only truth of the entirety of the cosmos. You have to imagine, you have to think about it. Just as clay is with reference to this clay pot, this pure consciousness implied by the term Brahman, which alone is arrived at as our own Swarupam, is now the truth with reference to this entirety of the cosmos. So Upanishads, when they discuss present the Srishtivadaha, Srishti is presented, their superimposition, deliberate superimposition. Deliberate superimposition, the Jagat is not even there. But still, because we are, as individuals, we are here part of this, having the Jiva status, looking at us as Jivas, being our Swarupam being covered by our own ignorance, veiled by our ignorance, our Swarupam being not there, having strong identity with the body, mind, sense complex, we look at us ourselves as part of the world, as we think we are in the world, we are part of the world, and we are different from the world, with all this, looking at all the divisions and differences, everything to be real, the standpoint of our perception, our experience, we cannot see beyond what our eyes can see. That's why we need eye of Upanishad, Jnana Chakshuhu, we need Prajna Chakshuhu, we need to see what is beyond, isn't it? So when we see, for us, whatever we perceived is real, whatever seen is real, experienced is real. Therefore, Upanishad very carefully says what? The whole Jagat is Karyam. Whole Jagat has come from Ishvara. Whole Jagat is Karyam. Jivas have come from Ishvara. Jagat has come from Ishvara. So there's a Jiva Jagat Ishvara Bhedaha is brought light by Upanishad. And the same Upanishad later on will resolve what? Jiva Jagat Ishvara Bheda. By showing us the essential oneness of the Jiva Jagat Bheda. Showing the difference which is already known to us is not teaching. It's only restating of what is already known to us. We know there's difference, isn't it? Individual is different from the Jagat. Universe is different from individual. There's all the divisions are very already known to us. Jiva, Jiva, Bhedaha. Difference between the individuals. Difference between individual and the Lord. Difference between Lord and the universe. Jiva, Jiva Bedaha, Jagat, Ishvara Bedaha, Jagat Jiva Bedaha. All the divisions and differences Upanishad is not teaching us. It's only restating what we already known to us. When we restate, yes. That is how Upanishad first draws our attention. To tell us, Upanishad also shows what we see without denying our perception perception without denying our experience. Later on, carefully to help us see what we cannot see through physical eyes. Very careful. Therefore, the whole prakriya has come into the picture. Jagat is karyam. Ishwaraha is the karanam. Who is Ishwara? Chaitanya. Ishwara is who is of the nature of knowing, who is endowed with the power called Maya. Mayavi Ishwaraha. Ishwara is the one who is endowed with this Maya Shakti. Maya Shakti, Mayavan. Shaktiman Ishwaraha. Who is Shaktiman? Is a Brahman only. He is presented as Ishwara. And he is called wielding power. With this wielding power of Maya, Ishwara has brought this universe into existence. Created this universe. Saying, then, I say universe is karyam. This is superimposition, step number one. Then we say what? If universe is karyam status, effect status is superimposed upon the universe. Universe is, there's no effect. It is not karyam. But still, effect, product, position, this status is superimposed upon the effect. Then, karanam status is superimposed upon Ishwara. I mean, Shaktimat Brahma. Shaktimat Brahma is equal to Sagunam Brahma. Ishwara. No karanam and karam, superimposition. So Ishwara's status is superimposed upon Brahma, which means causal status is superimposed upon Brahma. Then, on further analysis, we are seeing there is no karanakarya sambandha. Ishwara is not the cause. Why? Because the universe itself is not the effect. How can you say universe the product or effect if it does not have independent existence? Why? Because we can't talk about the sambandha, relationship, because cause and effect are not two. Even though the name we say, cause and effect are for the words used for transactional purpose. Which came, which was there before, which has undergone a change, which has become what? Isn't it? Any effect is only appearance of the cause only. The modified form of the cause is effect. Then we can never talk about the sambandha between any cause and effect. So this universe is really typically like, can you believe how difficult it is to understand? The universe is non-substantial form, name and function. Namarupa karmakhyam mitya jagat, says Shankaracharya in his commentary. Namarupa karmakhyam jagat mitya, it is non-substantial. It has no independent existence, that's why it's called mitya. It's said to be mitya. And the only substance that which alone, the only substance, the only, that which has substantiality of the whole is Brahma. That which has substantiality of the whole, you are that consciousness. That is where our identity must be. That is how, that is what I am really. So then, whole jagat is appearance, manifestation of Brahma. Or you accept Ishwara also. This is what Advaitam, non-separateness of the universe from the cause is what? Advaita Darshanam. Seeing the non-separateness of the product from it, the cause is what? Is Advaitam, non-difference. Seeing the non-difference, non-separateness is Advaitam. Then we say what? The universe is only appearance of Brahma, manifestation of Brahma. Ishvara, whole Jagat is knowledge, manifest is the universe. Knowledge, pure consciousness manifested is the universe. Then you say Ishvara. All that is here is Ishvara. All that is here is Brahma. When you say, effect status has to be resolved, negated, it's called apavadaha, number one. Then, we cannot see Brahman as the karanam anymore. Brahman alone as Ishvara is shining as the whole cosmos. When you say, the causal status superimposed upon Brahman also becomes negated. This is apavadaha, number two. So, this is how adhyaropa apavada prakriya, as a prakriya alone, kare karana karya vada is presented in the shastram. Ultimately, what is as only Brahma. Okay, this is the meaning of this sentence from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which Shankaracharya established, where he introduced as introduction to the previous karika. Okay, we'll see, come back and see what it is here. When we go out of the topic, to come back to the topic again. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.